Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Steve Kaplan is our guest, K-A-P-L-A-N. Steve, tell us how we can find you online again.
SteveKaplanLive.com, and they can click on, there's a freebies button on the top of the homepage. You can get some free stuff there, too, for your business.
You got a new book out called Sell Your Business for the Max.
Yes, it's like a workbook, and I'm real excited about it, especially now. You know, so many people have been trying to sell their businesses and, you know, need to sell their businesses, not just want to sell their business. So it's interesting.
It's like a workbook.
Yeah, we took a different approach to this one. There's so many things that business owners need to do to get their business ready and to get themselves ready and to brand their business and all kinds of things like that. We just felt it was more useful, more effective to actually give like a really, you know, good entrepreneur guide and business owner's guide to actually take it and impart it right on their business.
Now, last year, I told my audience that it probably wasn't a good time to sell your business, that you'd probably be devalued quite a bit. I mean, what do you see going forward?
Well, I see. First of all, you know, you were correct in terms of like last year, but it's interesting. The average business owner thinks about selling their business 4 times every day.
and you've owned businesses, many
of them. You know, you think if you can think back, I know me, I have 2, and you know, you think about it. It may be fleeting. It may be, oh, I don't want to put up with this aggravation anymore, or maybe, wow, this is a great thing. Now would be a great time to sell, and it changes, you know, based on what happens.
Right.
It's always there, and the reality of it is, one thing that I advocate hugely is, it's best to not ought to sell your business, you know, just in a reactive mode. You know, it takes about a year to really get it in top-notch shape to maximize your value. Even if the value is going to be less, there's always a range.
And the things you do to operate your business are not always the same things you do to get your business ready to be sold.
No, because to get it ready to business to be sold, you have to do things like process more, get yourself out of the business more. You know, give, you know, brand certain things more.
Focus on your organization.
And that kind of thing. There's many things to do.
Mm-hmm, all those things. So I believe that coming up, if you go back to what I said earlier, Steve, about I think this is going to be a great time for surviving small businesses because they're going to have less competition from because of the attrition, because I think big companies have gotten out of a lot of sectors of the marketplace. They pulled out of those things. They're not supporting them as much. There are not as many startups because people can't get the credit to start business as much. And I think you're right. I think going forward, maybe not as much in 2010, but 11 and 12, I think if you can get your business going, you can crank up those earnings, and somebody will buy it from you.
Well, it's interesting. If you look back at say March through August of 2009, the average monthly deal volume was about $79 billion. If you look at the 5 months following that, September through the end of last year, it was $122 billion monthly deal volume.
Mm-hmm.
So it is increasing. And at the height of things, just to give everyone some perspective, at the height of the market and the economy, it was about $200 billion a month.
Wow.
Total deal. So it's on the rise back. And what's going to happen is some of these other things like we talked about before, with the areas you should get good customers, you know, in the healthcare industry, there's going to be massive consolidation, just like there was in communications and advertising and every other industry going forward with the regulations. The same in green and energy, like you mentioned before. So looking at selling your business, if you're not in that area, first of all, think of expanding laterally. Can you get in there even peripherally, because they're going to be hot? And secondly, can you get some customers from there?
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you something else. I just think that there's going to be some very good outsourcing contracts available in the very near term future from a lot of these big companies, because I think that's how they're going to grow. Before they hire new employees, they're going to contract with you and me, Steve, and hire our employees indirectly. What do you think?
If you look, nail on the head. If you look back through history, you see a very cyclical process of companies. Business is good. They're flush with money. They insource all the kind of resources that they need. Things get tight, they lay off those resources, all the supporting resources. You know, a lot of the things like advertising, you know, the marketing departments are, you know, in big companies have gone from, you know, maybe, you know, an average of 6 or 7 person on a brand down to 2.
Yeah.
So they have to outsource everything.
Exactly.
So it's
exactly.
very cyclical. We're just at the beginning to reach the top of the hill here. So there's a long ride down for positive outsource money to be there as business for us small businesses. Absolutely.
I think there's going to be a lot of that. Hey, Steve, we got to go for this hour, but will you come back real soon and talk to us again?
Oh, anytime. You know that.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Steve Kaplan, ladies and gentlemen. The new book is called Sell Your Business for the Max. It's available wherever books are sold. It's a workbook, folks. Pretty handy stuff. Take a look. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.